Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
The Chaser Report, global, world, international news headlines update with Rebecca De Unamuno.
Following a surge in coronavirus infections, Victoria has agreed to become the 51st state of America, making it the best performing state in the country. Donald Trump made the offer to buy Victoria after hearing that it was the worst performing state in Australia, much to the relief of the rest of the country. Mr. Trump says he plans to make Victoria great again by cutting off their healthcare and getting rid of gun laws. Donald Trump's niece has hidden scandalous revelations from the president by putting them in a book. Mary Trump spent years searching for the safest place possible before settling on a hardback of approximately 300 pages with no pictures. The publisher says the book will reveal never-before-heard information about the Trump family, including what the actual fuck is wrong with Donald. As pace grows against the social media giant, Coca-Cola has announced it's the latest advertiser to boycott Facebook, but the soft drink company has admitted it will still occasionally check out Facebook on its girlfriend's account. That's all the latest Chaser news headlines. Check out chaser.com.au for all the latest updates. Now it's time for a roundup of all the other breaking news stories with Dom, Charles and Andrew.
Thank you very much, Beck. Welcome to this little Chaser Report Extra. Oh, today, yes, we've got flatulence, we've got junk food being renamed, and we've got something about baldies. That's all happening right now in
International Global News World Roundup.
Now I'm joined by my panel of newsy experts, Charles Firth and Dominic Knight. Hi there. My name's Andrew Hansen and I want to begin with farts. They're in the news again. Oh my goodness. It's a news staple, isn't it? Well, this time a man has copped a fine, not for avoiding coronavirus restrictions or anything like that. He's copped a fine for farting in a public place. This is an official, actual policed thing. He's actually been issued with a fine of money that he has to
is
pay.
Is this because it's it can infect you with coronavirus? Is it a sort of coronavirus thing?
No, I don't think it is from reading the story. I think it's that his what was described by police as a massive intestinal wind was considered illegal enough that you needed to be fined.
I think that makes perfect sense. I mean, we've been using – the word that everyone's been using is aerosolize. You know, you aerosolize the virus when you cough. No one wants that. No one wants your guts aerosolized. I think that's very sensible.
What country is this in?
Well, this is happening – it's in Austria, Charles. It's happening in the city of Vienna. I mean, why do you think farting in Austria in particular would be so illegal?
Well, isn't it because – you know, isn't that how they set off the First World War? Was Archduke Ferdinand farted or something? And then that led.
Like that. We'll have to check the history books. But,
It was in Mozart's time or something because he popularized farts.
Austria is the home of Mozart. And the fine is actually if you don't fart melodically, like if you don't sort of do out of your bum cheeks.
Do they have a point system for the fart? So, like, you know, if you just have a silent wafter, it's like 1 point. But, you know, like if it's a sort of wet blast, it's 6 points. And then, or, you know, and then a shart is the whole 12 points. You lose your license. You're not allowed to fart for the next 6 months or something.
I think that makes sense. Yeah. Like the punishment should fit the severity of the crime, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, how should we do it in our country, do you think, Charles? I mean, you know, what measures should the Australian police put in place to discourage farts?
Well, I think farts are deeply offensive things. I think, I mean, we really need to change the Crimes Act around and put farts right at the top of the crime, you know, at least, you know, a little bottom burp is probably, you know, I don't know, 15 years to life in jail.
I would think RBT, random bum testing. And if there's any
well, that's
any sort of lingering particles yes. on the trousers. Yes. That's it.
Mm. Just random spot checks.
Yep. Yes.
I can see a lot of police volunteering for that duty.
Well, but isn't the point that we should defund the police and set up a whole new unit just to deal with farts?
Mm. Well, it's a social issue. It's a social issue. Look, I think we're onto something. Mm. Okay. Next story, guys, Nestle. Nestle have finally decided to change the racist names of two of their lollies. The Redskins is going to be renamed, and Chicos is going to be renamed. I mean, let's just pick this through. I mean, I think it's overdue personally. But, Domi, what do you think? Can we brainstorm some new names? Because this is what they don't.
I mean, I'm shocked, Andrew. I'm shocked by this news. I had no idea that Redskins and Chicos were still available. I haven't had a Redskin since 1987. I'm amazed that there's not only, you know, still available, but under those names. Couldn't you just be honest about what they are and just call them, like, Redskins could be just red food colouring. That's all it is. Yes. And yes. Chicos should just be baby blobbies.
Baby blobbies. Yeah, they are blobbies, aren't they?
I think, though, Dom, you've got to offend, a category of person when you name a lolly or snack, don't you? Mm. I mean, we need to look for sort of something sexist now or something. Like, if you're dropping racism, don't you just have to move on? And I'd like to see the lollies punching up a bit. Like, Redskins could be like, red tape and you offend all the lawyers and the bureaucrats
by chewing through their red tape.
Yeah, that's not exactly. Bad.
Well, this is the thing about Chicos that I'm stuck on Chicos, because to me the biggest problem isn't just the name. It's the fact that you have a lolly that looks like a dark brown baby. I mean, I don't know how you change the name and make that not a terrible idea. Why not just cancel the entire product or release them in a rainbow of spectrums? If we're going to eat babies made of lollies, at least we should have all kinds of different colours, you know, just share it all around, all a full spectrum of Chicos, or just call them racists, call them what they are and be done with it.
Yes, yes, I like that.
I think they've already solved that problem many, many decades ago by inventing jelly babies.
It's true.
I mean, that's what they are.
Yeah, and who are the people out there who are kind of like, well, I don't want regular jelly babies in every colour. What I want specifically are the brown ones. That seems to me not a positive contribution to our society, Nestle. Just cancel.
Well, why don't they just grind it up, turn it into baby formula and just kill a whole lot of babies with it like they usually do?
There you go. Problem solved. Now, let's move on to a topic that's dear to at least some of the hearts or some of the heads on this panel, baldies. Now, bald men, and I hate to break this news to you, Domi, but bald men are more likely to come down with COVID-19, says research.
Is it just because we're old and old people are more likely to die, or is there something special about us that the hair follicles, when you don't have them, you're more likely to sort of breathe in the vapor? Is that what's going on?
Look, I mean, I'm no scientist, Domi, but I don't think the age is affecting. I mean, because I've known you for a long time, and I seem to remember you were going bald from about 19, weren't you?
Yeah, Dom, I think this is just nature's way of saying that you shouldn't really be part of the gene pool. It's just it's nature's way of getting rid of people who look like middle managers. And I think that's a good thing. I think, you know, the fewer middle managers we have in society, the better.
Well, I think it's because everything bad happens to us, to people who look like me. You know, you don't get the girl, you don't get anything, you get shunned. But then you end up, you know, running the world and being Jeff Bezos. So it's not all bad. It's not all bad. There's got to be a little bit of rain in Jeff Bezos' life.
Swings and roundabouts.
Yeah.
And there is something you do get, which is COVID. I mean, is there something it's a bit of a problem, though, because I think I feel Domi is a super spreader.
Yes.
Looking at that bald pate, I'm worried that the rest of us are going to be infected. I mean, Charles, how should we crack down on these baldies to stop the spread?
Well, look, you know, I say this for the safety of Australia, I think we need to reopen Manus Island. I think we need to move all the bald people to Menace Island, including, ironically, Peter Dutton and Scott Morrison. So it would solve everything. And I think we just we don't say, oh, and you can come back, you know, in a certain period of time. I think we just keep it indefinite.
Charles, that's a bit of a thin argument for you. Given the slow devolution of the top of your head there. I mean, you're a
yes, it's almost as thin as your hair
could,
now.
I could come over there and just basically just blow in your general direction and you'd have nothing left.
If only anyone would blow in my direction.
If you're interested in the facts about the baldness, look them up. And that has been Global International News, International All Countries Roundup for another week. It's been lovely to be with you. You can check out the Chaser stuff online, which is, is largely a new coterie of very talented young writers who produce very funny articles on chaser.com.au. All credit to them and Twitter and Facebook. And Charles tells me that you've been banned.
Shadow banned
from TikTok.
So don't bother with TikTok anymore. It doesn't work.
Don't check up TikTok. Yep. And thanks to our producer, Mike Liberale. We'll see you next time.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.